Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spotlight in the City. This is your host, Kimberly Kim Kim, and I'm happy to be with you guys this evening. Do I have my ace calling on the line?
I'm here as always, checking in with everybody. It's Sunday.
What's going on?
Another week,
kind of
make
and we
those dollars, make that food for the week. I know a lot of y'all out there prepping for the holiday, but I got to tell everybody, please be safe. Please make sure your cars are locked. Don't keep anything on your seats when you go shopping. The robbers,
right.
The vendors, they're out there, so please be safe. And your shopping, please do that.
Yes, definitely. Also, I had a very busy weekend.
I saw that.
Yes. One of the events snuck up on us, but it was good to go. I truly enjoyed myself. High five, Team Vanderay. We pulled it off. I will be giving some information about all that I went through this weekend, which was very, very positive. I met some real outstanding people. And, man, let me tell y'all about the business women in Atlanta. Boy, fellas, I don't know where y'all at. But these ladies ain't playing the bar. I'm talking about everything you need. There is a woman who is boss. Believe it. But on top of all that, tonight we highlight Covington, Georgia. And I think, I'm so excited right now. I'm so happy. I think my son is on the line, so hold on. Let me make sure this is him. Is this Brother B?
Yes, it is.
Hey, man. Hercules. Welcome to Spotlight in the City. Yay.
How you doing tonight? How you doing tonight?
Hey. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Callers or listeners or whoever, this is my son, my pride and joy, my one and only.
Welcome.
Trust me. After him, he broke the mold. I was done.
There ain't leave room enough for nobody else, so it was only me.
That's right.
Hey, I know how
right.
you feel. I know how you feel because I'm in only two.
This is my son, Brandon. Brandon, this is my partner, Ace Boom Coon, Colin.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great. Welcome
Thanks
to the show.
Me.
That's what's
and
up.
Welcome to the family. Welcome to the Zodiac Entertainment Rent and Blast family today and beyond.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
It's a family affair. Well, the reason why he's on, and not because of his DNA, he's on tonight because this Grady baby actually grew up in Covington, Georgia, with his dad and his dad's family. So if anybody knows what's going on, plus he's young. He's a youngin', so he knows what's going on in Covington that us old people don't know too much about. Because me, personally, the only thing I know about the Covington is just a good old boy. That's the only thing I know about Covington. So, so he would definitely give us some insight. We got a few things coming up. Now, before we get started, we're going to take our first break, and I'm going to play some music. And our first song is Dumb by Kelly Rowland. It's actually a hot video. Y'all really need to see the video. She dances in this video, and I love it with all my heart. So just take a minute, listen to the music, and join us. Join us tonight for this family affair. We'll talk to y'all in a few minutes.
Boy, this here costs money. Might make you go crazy. Boy, this here costs money. Hey, make you go crazy. Boy, this here costs money.
Yeah.
All right, that was Kelly Rowland and Dumb. So welcome back, welcome back. Okay, we're getting ready to throw down on what's happening in Covington, which I don't know much of, but I did do a little research to find the history of Covington. First of all, when I did my history, I found out Covington had an airport. Now, I did not know that, and have you ever been there before, Brandon?
To the airport? I've been by the airport. Yeah. It's not like Hartsfield at all. It's like a little smaller airport.
Yeah, I feel that much.
They usually fly the celebrities in when they come to shoot movies out here in Covington. That's how they'll, instead of flying into the city and having to drive out, that's quicker for them to be able to fly in straight into Covington, shoot their scene, and fly back to wherever they need to go.
You know what? And that makes perfectly good sense. The reason why Covington is one of the hottest spots for them to shoot a lot of the TV shows and movies and stuff like that, because they got their own little airport. We whisk them in and whisk them out. Nobody can see who's coming in or coming out at all. Well, let me just give a little history about the airport. It said it's a short single runway with no taxiway, and it was built in the late 1940s, and it was marked the start of what has become the Covington Municipal Airport. The airport officially opened in 1963, and this is the information according to the history of Newton County. In the 1980s, the runway was extended to 4,200 feet and a full taxiway was added. The work was needed because many new businesses were using the airport to fly corporate officials to and from the area, according to the county's history. So that pretty much backs up the information you gave us with the fact that that's how they fly a lot of the people in and out for those TV shows. Have you ever seen anybody film a TV show there?
Yes, all the time. We always have to deal with the filming because they'll cause a lot of traffic. Actually, I've actually been in a scene, like a driving scene in Vampire Diaries. I think it was like their second season. They were actually filming on 278, and I was behind their main car with their actress in it and on the inside. And so I was the car behind her.
Wow. Were you able to see it on the TV show?
You have to be really, really looking for it. You have to really, really be looking for it. But it's not one of those, oh, my God, that's me type moments. It was more like a, I knew I was there. Nobody wants to believe you type of thing. But it's like, yo, that's me. I'm behind her. I'm looking. I'm telling you, that's me. It's one of those situations.
Okay. Well, you know, I was like that when I was part of is when they did the scene in the Battle of the Band scene for Drumline. And I was at the stadium all day long. And that was so annoying. So, you know what? Shout out to actresses, producers, because just to do that one scene, it took all freaking day, and from what I heard, it took more than one day. And that was annoying. Stop and go, stop and go. That stuff is annoying. I was like, you know what? They can have it. They can have it. But okay, more information about Covington. It says Mayor Ronnie Johnson is, and they actually say that he is actually from DeKalb County. He was born and raised in DeKalb County. He graduated from Lakeside High School. He went on to play football for Valdosta State before he came home to work for his family business. And he became mayor for the first time in 2012. And then he was reelected in 2015. Is he a good mayor?
I mean, he's really... Honestly, he's truly not doing nothing for us, but I can't say he's doing anything against us at the same time.
I mean, but Covington, it's such a small city, so...
It's more like a family city. Most of the people who are from out here, most of the people who live in Covington are from Covington, and I'm talking about since the late beginning there from Covington. Deep rooted into the city.
I can believe it. It looked like y'all go to like, and I'm being funny, because I like to watch a lot of those Hallmark Christmas movies, and they always have a scene where everybody is going to the small town tree lighting ceremony. They have one of those.
It's not as big to like that, like a big ceremony, like, oh, they all gonna come together and light the tree. But the people who are from the town do have their own type of little get-together ceremony. It's not really big. Like, the whole city doesn't come out, because now it's a whole bunch of people from the city that moved out here. So now it's not as, oh, it's Christmas, everybody has to get ready to come to the tree tonight. But for the people of Covington who are from here, from Covington, they do still get their tradition on.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me, what does the young people do in Covington? I couldn't imagine.
For the most part, well, if you're a young preteen, the movies is always lit. Well, that's for anybody, the movies. But then we have the skating rink and the bowling alley, because it's really not any clubs out here. They've built a few, and we've had a few come and go. So right now, for young people, what we mainly do is try to, socialize with each other. Socialize with each other and keep up with each other. Stay out of trouble that way.
Yeah, and make sure y'all learn the laws, honey, because with the way stuff going down these days.
Exactly. And these people are out here.
Yeah. Yeah, I can only imagine. Well, let me see what else I've learned. Colin, you have any questions about
No, I don't have any questions right now about Covington. I'm just taking in the history lesson and proud to be on the show right now. Just taking it all in.
Yeah, this is
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say that Covington nowadays, especially, Covington is producing a lot of actors, artists, far as rappers, singers, talent-wise, Covington has a lot of talent. It's one of those towns that has a lot of hidden potential. Everybody is really sleep on Covington, but Covington is really coming up right now, trying to put the name on the map.
I could believe it. But see, that's why I put this show together. It's because basically, in small places like that, people don't know. I mean, I lived in Conyers for a brief moment, but coming from the city of Atlanta, we always thought those cities, anything past Stonecrest, before Stonecrest, and this is, might be showing my age a little bit, and way before your time, if you went past, let me see, I think it was Evans Mill. If you went past Evans Mill, you was headed to the country. It was nothing out there. It was like, ooh. I don't even think I went past Evans Mill for a long time. And the only reason why I would was because my grandmother is actually from Social Circle. So we went out there for a little while and then they started building up. And then my dad ended up moving to Social Circle. So we started going east more and more. But otherwise, Covington? No. Wouldn't have thought twice about
Covington. That's how I used to feel. Before I truly moved out to Covington, I didn't know nothing was on the other side of Stonecrest.
Right. Right. And see, when you came along, there was a song credit. See, we didn't have song credits for a long time. So the deepest, I think South DeKalb Mall, maybe North DeKalb, that was like the only thing that was really out past out that way. Like, but see, I'm so west side, south side. I just really didn't go east that much anyway. Only so I was forced to when I lived out there to go to school. But once I graduated, I did not look back. I did not look back toward the east. There's nothing wrong with the east side. Let me put that out there if I have any listeners on the east side. But I'm just saying.
Exactly. The east side is where it's at. And we out here in the far east and we coming up.
That's
what we all call each other. Anytime we have a project or anybody's doing a group from Covington, even if we do it in the city, no matter what, we always rep the Far East. And that's just the way that all of the kids out here and everybody who's like in my generation, that's how we stay connected. That's how we try to like let the world know that the Far East, don't just because it's the country and it may be sticks and dirt out there, yo, we coming out and we got everything y'all need. We got all of the heat, all of the clothes, all of the music, all of the artists. It's just so much. I love the energy out here.
Yeah, I could tell. Is there some people you want to specifically give a shout out to?
Yes. I would like to give a shout out to my business partner, Kevin. Kev Mack. That's my MYD partner for my management. I would like to shout out my artist, KB High, Ta'u. I would also like to shout out another one of our artists, a good friend of ours, actually, Nebuchadnezzar. He's up and coming. He's doing his thing. He is making an appearance everywhere right now, all across the states. Another shout out I would like to give is to Black. He just dropped the album, and it went number one on Apple. He's actually still holding the number one Apple spot right now. So that's really big. Thank you. That's just really big, really big. But everybody else in Covington, who, if you know me, shouts out to you. If you're in Covington or affiliated with it in any type of way, shouts out to you. Big things are happening in Covington. Excellent things are coming out of Covington. Just keep it up. Be tuned. Stay looking out.
Congrats, kids. Congrats. And if y'all are listening, y'all hear your boy on the air, go ahead and give him a call. Give him a shout out. Let him know you're listening. And let me know you're listening. I'm telling you, we need people to talk to. Why y'all been trying to call in? That number is 773-897-6489. When you call in, make sure you press that 1 so you can talk to us. We're trying to get the music downloaded so we could go ahead and play. And how you pronounce his name again? Is he cussing a lot? Because I'm trying to keep this a family-friendly show.
Hold on. I gave you the best version. There ain't no cussing in it. I gave you a smooth version.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what I downloaded or uploaded. So I apologize if when you play it, that's not what it is. That might be what you gave, but that might not be what I uploaded. My bad. It happens. We're not regulated by the FCC.
A little bit more leniency, don't we?
That's what I said, it's because of the DNA. We're still playing. What I'm going to have to do is refresh my page to see if I can pull the song up. But I'm afraid if I refresh my page. While we wait, let me go ahead and play this next song. Now let me tell you, I like music. Period. I don't care who's singing it. If it's good music, I'm gonna play it. And I just so happened to run across, and this is what I do all day. I just so happened to run across, and they're not brand new. They've been together for 16 years. It's a group called Rascal Flatts. Now, it's a country music group. But I just love this song because if you listen to the words, they sound like some brothers trying to holler at that girl. So just make sure you tune in for this song. It's called I Like the Sound of That, and we'll be right back.
I love hearing that shower turn on, but there's nothing but a towel on you. You sing along with some Timberlake bumping, but he ain't got nothing on you. I don't wanna hear the coffee pouring, a goodbye kiss, sitting locking the door, yeah, sounds like leaving you on. It's a little too loud on the highway. I wanna pull back in your driveway. It's way too quiet at my place. Wanna come on over, come on over. I just wanna hear that ringtone. I like it turned up when you're blowing up my phone. Wanna hear you say come on over. Cause when you tell me to come on over, I like the sound of that.
Yes, I like the sound of that. That's by Rascal Flatts, and I love it. I was jamming to it earlier, and I'm going to keep on jamming to it. Well, it looks like we have more comments online today. I see Carla with the flag 0151.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Yes, my name is David. I was calling in to speak to everyone, and just, you know, I did like that song.
What's good with you, D?
What's up, man? What's up? How you doing? Say what?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Good. How you guys doing on the radio today?
We good, brother. Go ahead and go ahead and introduce yourself to the people one time, right quick, Brody.
Oh, okay. Well, my name is David. Formerly known as DT, as most people know me. Aspiring music entrepreneur type person. I write songs and I also write for others as well. Write a little bit of poetry. I'm very artistic, as I feel, and I'm just me.
That's what's up. Well, tonight's show is about Covington. So since you grew up there out there in Covington with me, go ahead and let the people know how you feel about Covington, the ins and outs, the goods and ups and downs.
Okay, all right. Well, Covington, it's a nice place for, you know, I feel for people to, you know, go and see what is outside of Atlanta. It's one of the more urban areas. Not urban, but rural areas that a lot of people don't know about. A side effect of being in Covington is that, like I said, you get to experience the country, you get to not be in the fast pace of the city, you get to be able to slow down, relax a little. You don't have you don't see a lot of people there. I mean, it is a small town, so you may see some of the same people a lot, but hey, it's a part of being in that area. A bad thing about it, I would probably say, is just since you see everyone, you know, it's a quiet town, and something bad happens, everybody learns about it very quickly. And
everybody knows.
Yes, exactly. It's one of those towns where, you know, it's one of those towns where I feel like it's a step, you know, in order for you to get to something better. So, yeah, staying there is a good thing, but I just feel like it's one of those places where you can stay there for quite some time if you want to, or if that's your step to getting to where you need to be. But if it's not, it's one of the places where you just get your experience and you go somewhere else and experience what else is next for you in life.
That was good, bro. I like the way you said it that way.
Yeah, that might be medicine for real. I know who you need the number two somebody to take over for a day or two, you know what I'm saying? But that's good. I'm so glad to hear you. And hey, David.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Well,
where are you calling from, David?
I'm calling from my home.
Where's your home located?
Texas. I'm in Texas right now.
Appreciate it. We got our Texas listeners, for all of our people from Texas.
What part of Texas?
Oh, San Antonio right now.
All right.
You live there now, David?
Yeah, I've been living there for about 4 months. Four months now.
Uh-oh, David's going to get in trouble on air.
No, don't like it.
It's all right. I kind of get the vibe is one of those places where, like, you can come and retire. Like, it's not really – I mean, it's stuff to do for people, what people tell me, but, like I said, I just get a vibe of where you come through and retire here.
Yeah, San Antonio is like that. It's a military town.
Yes, that it is.
Yeah, it's a military town with an NBA tent, with an NBA team. So, you know, it's more of a relaxed type of city.
Yes.
Well, do you miss Georgia?
Not so much, really, because, you know, Georgia is so fast-paced. Like, when I come out here, I get to enjoy the quietness, like, of Covington, but without being in Covington or in Georgia, because it's a new experience for me. I mean, I'm just being honest. I'd rather, you know, get a new experience so that way I can, you know, feel what it's like to live out of Georgia. But
right.
I don't really miss Georgia as much. I miss mostly family and friends, but, you know, the city life is – I don't really miss that much.
No, you was like – I always talk to the old man. You always been the old man to me. I figure that slow pace would be fine for you. Well,
yeah,
what we're going to take a break, and we're going to play, what's his name again?
I guess we're getting ready to play Nebuchadnezzar, Gassed Up. Is going crazy right now. Everybody check that out. David, thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome anytime.
All right. Be sure to tell everybody to listen out, and we'll holler at you later.
You don't have to hang up. You can continue to listen to the show, though. Okay, hold on. We're going to play Nebuchadnezzar.
Gassed up, shawty. Said I need about 40. Pull up to the party. Gassed up, shawty. Said I need about 40. Pull up to the party. Gassed up, shawty. Said I need about 40. Pull up to the party. Gassed up, I be so gassed up. Turned up, I be so turned up right now. Bad bitch, super thick, that's the way I like it.
Yeah.
I know all about your tricks, so don't you fucking try it. Leave me alone, let me get this bread.
Whoa.
All I want is a crib and a super head. Becky, yeah, I'm good, don't you worry about me. I get high all the time while I'm counting money.
Yeah.
I be leaning, whoa, we be moving.
Plus.
We be dreaming,
whoa.
You be losing. I know what she like, I know what she wants, I know what she wants. Gassed up, shawty, said I need about 40. Pull up to the party, gassed up, shawty, said I need about 40. Pull up to the party, gassed up, shawty, said I need about 40. Pull up to the party, gassed up, shawty, said I need about 40. Pull up to the party, Bad bitty, yeah, she love the way I'm swaggin'. Everywhere I go, they be like, yeah, what happened? Looking like a check,
yeah.
I can't even flex,
no.
Give me my respect, I fucked your bitch and got that neck.
Whoa.
Ain't no stopping,
ain't.
Gotta go and cop it.
Whoa.
All up in my cockpit,
yeah.
She just want what's poppin'.
Hey,
that ain't nothing to a young G.
Whoa.
Yeah, I got that OG, yeah, I got it so cheap. Smoke it till it's gone,
yeah.
Hit it out the phone.
Whoa.
We get lots of strong,
yeah.
Wanna fuck me long,
ay.
It ain't nothing to it, we can get filet mignon.
Ay.
Five star plate,
five
star plate.
Whoa.
Gassed up, shawty, said I need about 40.
Yeah.
Pull up to the party, gassed up, shawty, said I need about 40. Pull up to the party, gassed up, shawty, said I need about 40. Pull up to the party, gassed up, shawty, said I need about 40. Pull up to the party,
gassed up, on a 2-2.
Plug.
Thank you, thank you. That was Nebuchadnezzar gassed up. Well, okay. I mean, it was a little harsh, but I mean, hey, no different than what's been played lately. But I like it. It was a nice beat. I was up here saying gas up, sorry. I was feeling it.
Yeah, that's the wave right now. Everybody be gassed up. That's the wave. Everybody is gassed up. So that we turning up right now. That's killing the streets right now. Everybody rocking with it.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I'm loving that sound. He got a good flow. As somebody is in music, as a owner of a music and music label. Of course, Zodiac Entertainment. That was a really good flow. So he's doing his thing.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Shout out to Neba. Before we continue, and woo, Lord, the time is really actually slipping away on us. So I have a few announcements I have to make before we continue. Spotlight in the City. is hosting their first online event. If you have a business, a product, or a service you want to sell, send us an email at spotlightinthecity@gmail.com. We will promote you on our show, on all of our social media for the month of December up until Christmas. Right now we have an early bird special going on for a small vendor fee of $5, and that's until November the 25th. And it's any business. If you are a barber and you want us to promote you and tell people about your services, you run any specials or anything of that nature, this is the place to be. Let people know who you are. Let people know where you are. You can find me on all social media, Facebook. Again, if you would like to join in and want us to promote you, that email address again is spotlightinthecity@gmail.com. The purpose of this event, I'm not banging people over the heads. It's just to make sure that you guys can sell your products. I love, as the young folks say it, I love to gas up the local and the small business owners. We need, because that's how you keep your community going, is by helping the community provide for itself, and that's the purpose of our local and small business owners. So if you own a business and you want promo and radio and you want to come in and discuss your business, come on the air next month and discuss your business, please, please join us. And if you are listening in right now, call in at 773-897-6489. I want to give a shout out to Sammy Foster of the Odyssey Awards for last night. I truly enjoyed myself. And I met some beautiful, beautiful people. I was vending for Pastor Vanderay. Hey, Pastor. She has a book out, Wounded But Not Defeated. She has an album out. Make sure you check her out on vanderay.com. But I want to give a shout out to a few people that I met last night. First, I want to give out to On My Mother's Shoulders. That will be our shining star for tonight. It's a nonprofit organization, and what her organization does, toiletries for the homeless. So what us, Spotlight in the City, and On My Mother's Shoulders want to do is find any business in the city of Atlanta, even if you're in Covington, to set up drop-off spots for this organization for toiletries, and she will be happy to pick those items up. So if you're interested in joining us in collecting these items, or you want to give a donation, find out again by looking us up on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or you can look up On My Mother's Shoulders on Facebook, or you can email me at spotlightinthecity@gmail.com. Once again, we're going to get ready to set up drop-off spots, and they need things like tissue, deodorant, sanitary napkins for women, socks, T-shirts, you know, toothbrush, toothpaste. If you could think of any of those things, please, please hit us up. Let's help out our people. Also, there's an event coming up on December the 11th. It's called Next Level Men's Fashion Fall Fashion Show. It will be held at Jay's Place 2. 4812 Redan Road in Stone Mountain, Georgia. The event, again, is Sunday, December the 11th at 6 p.m. It's tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. For more information, you can call the number 949-3155, or you can purchase tickets at Salon 390, and that's on 390 Auburn Avenue. Davina is your contact. Or you can go to Krishana Mink Lashes. Her number is 678-596-5296. If you want more info, again, dial that number, 678-949-3155. Woo! I got more to say, but I'll wait.
That was a lot.
I know. The next lady I'm going to talk about, she's in Michigan, and boy, she had a story to tell me about Flint. So we'll talk about that a little later on. Brandon, is there something you want to discuss? Or is he still there? Doesn't look like he's here. But it looks like we do have a caller. Caller with the last four digits, 8569. Shed some light on who you are.
I'm Tasia Williams.
Well, welcome, welcome. And what was your name again? Nah, welcome, welcome. You're a friend of Brandon?
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. He said he was going to get his people to call in, but thank you so much. You live in Covington, too?
Yes.
Okay. You like Covington?
No. Not at all.
Are you from Covington?
Absolutely not. I'm from Boston.
Shout out to the East Coast.
Hey.
How does one get from Boston to Covington?
Long story, man. It's a long story.
How long have you been in Covington?
About, let's see, 4 years now.
Okay, okay. Did you went to school with Brandon or?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is there anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Sure. I would like to give a shout out to my lovely fiance, Deron Douglas. And our beautiful 1-year-old, DeLon Douglas.
Oh,
shout out to the family. Putting the family in the spotlight.
Boy, it's family night on spotlight, ain't it?
That's right. We're going to have to play a special song. We're going to have to play that special song.
You're right. We really do. So what do you do in Covington?
I'm a CNA, but besides that, there ain't nothing else to do in Covington.
There ain't nothing else to do.
You know what? Covington, it's a nice place to visit.
To visit. I'm sorry, we can't put Covington on the map. I can't help y'all.
Oh, no.
Ooh, y'all gonna make some people mad.
I'm sorry, but hey, they know it.
That's my sister, Tasia.
Hey, Brandon.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What up, sir?
What up?
No, I'm just playing. How you doing tonight? I missed the part of the conversation, y'all. My bad.
That's okay. You
said
y'all can't put Covington on the map.
You
said y'all can't put Covington on the map.
Why we can't put Covington on the map?
You know Covington.
That's the locals, man. We can't do nothing about the locals. We trying to put it on the map.
We can put part of it on the map. We can't put the whole thing.
We can just put Salem Road on the map.
Bingo. That's all we can put. We can't put that now.
Well, what's on
put a good connector.
What's on Salem Road?
Everything.
Only thing off Salem Road really is the exit. Is the highway 20.
And quick trip.
Oh my goodness.
But nah, Covington is so small that it's connected by like four main roads that everybody knows. So you got like we got Salem Road, Brown Bridge Road, Fairview Road, everybody else? And Kirkland. That's it. Everybody you know who, if they in Covington, they stay off of one of them four roads.
Yeah.
They don't. They ain't from Covington. They lying.
Well, only thing I know about Covington, other than my son, is the McDonald's and the Quick Trip. Yeah, now, Quick Trip.
Shout out to Quick Trip.
Yes, big shout out to Quick Trip.
Yeah, because they're the only people who sell liquor on Saturdays after 10:45.
Oh, my gosh, Brandon.
First of all, let me shout out Quick Trip and McDonald's, because those exist everywhere in the South. I used to live in Texas.
And Waffle House.
There's Waffle House everywhere.
And let's not forget Waffle House and Walmart. If you live in the South and you live in a small town, you got those four things.
Yeah, and if you don't have neither one of those things, ooh, I am praying for you.
You just live in Timbuktu if you ain't got neither one of those.
Because it's sad. That's the only thing that'll keep you sane, really, if you live in a small town.
I go to Walmart to have fun all the time.
Just because.
Man.
Just because. I will spend 30 minutes in Walmart just because. Just because.
Exactly.
Because you get to talk about the people that are dressed inappropriately. It's a comedy show when you go to Walmart. Now, I don't care what Walmart you go to, anywhere. It's a comedy show.
It really is.
And it's a comedy show from the beginning to the end, like the front door. No matter what Walmart you go to, there's two type of people that's going to be at the front door. There's either going to be the old people. There's either going to be the old people who are too old to do nothing. Or it's going to be the people.
Cakes and pies. Like, no, I don't want your pie. I'm sorry.
You feel me? Like,
No, the hilarity be in the parking lot. It starts in the parking lot. Trust me. I be like, dude, do you not know how to park? And why are you driving all over the place? Can you just get out of my way? I mean, I really be cussing people out in the parking lot, and I haven't even.
Nah, you know who really killed me at Walmart? The Walmart showouts. The ones who just got their new car or new sound system in their car. Hell, even they got a new air freshener in their car. They just ride through the Walmart parking lot.
Oh, my gosh, that is so true. The ones that park all the way at the end of the parking lot, I'd be like, why did you just do this?
Them ones that you see circle the front, like, four times, like, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. You're not waiting on anybody. All four of your passengers are still in the car. What are you doing?
Hey, what about the people that go to Walmart and they get dressed up just to go to Walmart to buy two things?
No.
And then they don't go to the 15 or 20 items or less line. They go to the long line so they could be seen.
I'm sorry.
And then the people that really kill me at Walmart when I be inside of Walmart. The people who know how much is in their account and they know they got more stuff in their cart than in their bank account. Like, you knew that was going to happen when you got up here. You knew what was up.
Why did you just play with everybody's emotions like that?
You feel me? Why did you do that?
No overdraft protection. No overdraft protection.
Like, none at all. That was you just sitting there. Like, what are you doing?
You know, after this show is over from Facebook.
Hold on. But in all fairness, because Walmart sucks you in, it's like you walk into Walmart and it's like you need everything that's in the building. Because you can come in there to spend $16 and always end up spending $60. You know how Walmart gets you
when you walk in and you see rollback on everything, so you think everything is clear.
In Layaway, it's December 15th.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. I got a quick story about Walmart. I got a quick story. So in 2010, you know, I had Thanksgiving at my crib. People came. And, you know, I got wasted, got blasted. So, you know, they opened back up like 7, 8 o'clock. So we decided we were going to go to Walmart, go shopping, get our Christmas gifts, right? Because, you know, they had their sale. It took me longer to find a parking spot than it did to go in Walmart, get what I needed, and get out the line. Because my ex went in, my son's mom, she went in, she found what she needed, because by the time I got to her, she had already had everything in her hand. She went in there for 3 items. So by the time I found the parking spot, she was walking toward the counter.
Oh, she a true Walmart MVP.
Now, I drove around for 45 minutes. I kid you not. This is no lie. I drove around looking for a parking spot for 45 minutes. And by the time I found the parking spot, she was walking toward the counter with 3 items, with 15 items or less. She had 3 items in her hand. And we done left Walmart. I've never drove around any parking lot for 45 minutes looking for parking. Not to go to a concert, not to go to a football or a basketball game, no nothing. You know, Walmart sucks you in. They really do.
It does. It really does. That's why if I don't have at least $50, I'm not going to Walmart. I will go to Family Dollar. I'm not going to Walmart. I'm good.
But you know what I learned about Walmart is? What I learned about Walmart is when their parking lot is full, sometimes that doesn't always mean the Walmart is full.
That's true.
Walmart sucks you in because they'll hire 200 people and put them all on the schedule. So the parking lot is full with employees.
Look, they'll put them all on the schedule and only have 4 registers open. Like, why did you do this?
Yes. Thank you. You have a store full of employees, but only 3 people working the register, and everybody else is standing around in the middle lanes trying to guide you and monitor everybody in the 4 lanes. Like, what?
Exactly.
So it doesn't make sense to open the lane? What are you doing?
They'd be like, lane 3. Lane 3. There's like 20 people in lane 3. I'm not going to lane 3.
And the only thing that pisses me off about Walmart is Walmart is so big and has so much stuff that their people can't even tell you where nothing is. They just know the department. Hey, just the electronic department? Yeah, it's back there. You feel me?
It's back there.
Yeah, it's over there. It's
no,
over there somewhere.
What makes me mad at Walmart is the people that be having attitudes. Like, this is your job. You chose to work here, not me.
Right.
But that's...
Like, was
but
that
see, I don't... I done learned. Them people be in Walmart all day, and after you done had 10 people, you done had 10 women come in your line, and they all done had EBT cards and had more food than on the EBT card and babies and all of that, I'd be ready to cuss at some folks, too.
I saw somebody once spend $800 at Walmart on EBT. They had 4 different cards.
But here's the thing, though.
I'm trying to get
like
this.
Wait a minute. Right. But I might be nitpicking a little bit. But I really need for y'all people who have food stamps to buy actual freaking food. You know you can get fresh vegetables and fruits with that thing. That's why your babies have crazy and their teeth don't grow till they 20.
Oh,
y'all
my
got
gosh.
Them, you know, ramen noodles and them noodles and them.
I'm dying. Oh my gosh.
Point well taken.
Well, that leads us to our light it up segment. But what I'm gonna do is basically this is still about Flint, Michigan. Talked to a lady at the event I was at last night. She said her son had passed away because of the bacteria and stuff still found in the water in Flint.
Yeah,
can y'all believe
with
that. Everything that's going on, that's still an issue?
Yeah, I actually can believe that's an issue.
I believe, I understand that that's an issue.
Yeah, I just read an article yesterday. Friday about that, and they were showing how the water is still brown. These people are, you know, people went out earlier, I believe earlier this year, to deliver water, and there has been no consistency in the, them getting help. I think I'm going to have to do two videos tonight.
And my thing is, how come that dude has not been arrested? That's attempted murder, manslaughter.
The mayor, the council people, exactly. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. It's a shame that there's been no consistency in the help these people have received for what they've gone through, and nothing has changed in Flint, Michigan. Basically, they're killing off an entire city of people.
So my question is, do people have to still pay their water bill?
They still have to pay the water bill.
They still have to pay the water bill for
dirty ass water.
I don't know.
Yes.
Who paying that water bill?
You feel me? Like I know that having bad water is bad and all of that. And oh yeah, that's bad. The fact that the water is dirty. But the fact that y'all have these grown people paying probably their last dimes for dirty water. I can't believe they got children to bathe in it. They got children to bathe in it. You have to cook in it. You have to do everything in this water. Water is a need. It's not something extra. It's not an add on to life. You need water. You can't sustain without water. Everything. You have to rinse your food in this water. You have to bathe in this water. Brush your teeth in this water. They're literally trying to kill off their people in that town.
You're right.
It's sad. And she said, shout out to Dr. Joyce Ellis McNeil. It was her son that passed away. And she was saying, if y'all want to send water, or y'all want to, please, they're still living off bottled water. So if you can,
if you want to do something
for the holidays, or just do something in your community, Please, Flint, Michigan still needs water. Let's see what the caller on the line has to say. Caller with the number 4114, shine some light on who you are.
TT hung up. Yeah, that was TT.
Oh, TT, come back.
They hung up. Come back.
You feel me? It's all good.
If y'all out there, y'all listening, and let's do something together. We want to do, but shoot, y'all know people who are artists, because I saw that you was dealing with this young lady who was really trying to bring the arts out in Covington. Maybe she could do, y'all could do an event or something to where people can donate water and things of that nature, because they need it. They really need it. Instead of us, as mad as I am about what's going on in our political world, what this really means to me is we have to take care of each other. It doesn't matter where you're from, who you are. We have to take care of each other and stop sitting here trying to wait on somebody else to do it. We're gonna have to do it. So if y'all want to do something, to put together something to bring back, to donate water, let's do this. Let's help Flint, Michigan out. Because they need it.
This is not just spotlighting the city. This is Rant and Blast Radio, Zodiac Entertainment doing this. So we can come together and do something like that. We do. And it goes beyond just water. And I know it's holiday time. Flint, Michigan is not the richest city in the world. A lot of those people in that town live in poverty. So it goes beyond that, and so they're gonna have issues cooking and stuff like that. So I know this is a holiday week, but it's going to be kind of hard to get them to a level of them being comfortable, of them being happy. But whatever
yeah, that's
we can
understandable.
Do, even after the fact, you know, it's a little late because a lot of us didn't know, may not have known that this was still going on. At least, you know, we can get them a nicer Christmas if we can't help them
right.
for Thanksgiving.
That
so
would
we
be
can
a
start
good
working
I
towards that.
And
you know
I
what
was,
I mean?
I'm putting – I hear you loud and clear on that one because I was getting ready to put together for Christmas. I know a lot of people do toys and tots and stuff like that, but I was getting ready to put together a not a toy drive, but a coat and blanket drive because it's only going to get colder out here for our people
Absolutely.
On these streets of Atlanta. So what I was going to get ready to do myself is I'm going to start asking for donations for blankets, covers, heating pads, whatever will help these folks on the streets of Atlanta or the streets of anywhere at this point because it's getting bad and it's getting worse. And what really pisses me off is we have veterans who have went to war for this country who are now homeless living on the streets, and that
Man,
just doesn't
that's
make
right.
sense to me.
Oh, my
it
God.
Just,
that's
it,
what I'm talking about. I get so
yeah,
heated about the whole veteran thing because, you know what, the veterans are being used all the time as pawns in some of these people's political games, and at the end of the day, you don't do nothing. What are you doing? Stop telling me I can't do this because this is disrespectful to the rights of the people. But my whole thing is they're living on the street. How disrespectful is that? You walk past
exactly.
and them and hand them a dollar and they're asking you for some money.
I don't know how many people knew this, but the VA, I think it's called, pays like less than 2% of most people with injuries in the Army.
Yes.
So
military in general, not just the Army, but the military in general.
So that's crazy. You feel me? You're paying less than 2% for the people you're sending overseas. For the people who have signed up and dedicated their lives to this country, you're sending them over there into war where they don't see their families for months, where they're in a new situation. You have bullets blazing across their foreheads every moment. A bomb
yeah.
could be under the next step. But yet, you telling me y'all won't pay for their care when they get hurt? You won't
yeah.
pay for the man who's in the wheelchair because both his legs were blown off in war. You won't do that.
And then they have to wait. They're waitlisted to even be seen.
Thank you. Why is there a wait list for them?
And we as civilians can call and get an appointment in a week. There's a problem.
In a week. We have walk-ins. We can have
yeah.
walk-ins.
That's
everything for them has to be planned. It's
right.
all okay, and it looks good because y'all give them a discount when they go shopping. Y'all give them Veterans Day. Ooh, that sounds nice. It looks good. I'm talking about it makes you feel better, but what are you actually doing? Hell, what is a discount going to do a person with no money?
Especially a 10% discount. What is that going to do for somebody? Take a dollar off?
Right.
That's
what is that?
Right.
Thank you. What is it? It's not, they're not. My problem with this country is it wants to be held at a certain standard that it's not at. And
right.
that's not white people, black people, blue people, green people, red people. That's all. It's everybody. Because we're from America, this country is supposed to be held on this standard that we're the greatest country in the world. We're not. We don't lead in anything other than most incarcerated people and the most deaths within ourselves. What?
Absolutely.
Hold on just one moment. We got another caller calling in. Caller with 1796. Shed some light on who you are.
Yo, what's up, man? This is Greg.
What's going on?
What's up with you? How you doing tonight, big cuz?
Doing good. How about you, little cuz?
I'm good. I'm good. Right now, we just having a little political talk. You feel me? Talking about how we feel like this country, the government, does not look out for its people the way it wants its people to look out for the country. Do you have anything to share on that?
No, I feel like you're absolutely right.
Thank you, because it's getting out of hand nowadays. But because go ahead and introduce yourself to the people and let them know who you are and what you do and what you're into, man.
Man, what's up, man? My name Trigg, a.k.a. DeJohn Williams. I'm a camera operator, Camera Boy Visions. I'm about to go shoot in a little bit. What is that? I'm going to tell you 1 second. It is... Yeah, they're having a party at the Instant Blue Lounge. I'm about to be out there recording the movie. Where can I tune in on y'all? Is it only on a phone call, or how does it work?
You can actually go to
blogtalk.com and look up Spotlight in the City.
Okay, so go to blogtalk.com and look up Spotlight in the City.
Yes, you can see you can listen to us online as well.
How often are y'all broadcasting?
We broadcast. We on the air every Sunday from 7 to 8:30.
Okay.
You should tune in, because I know my son say you guys do a lot of things, and like I'm here to promote. So whatever you got going on, just let us know. If you are ever at any events, just shoot me a line. I'm on Facebook. My name is Kimberly Llewellyn, or you can find me on just look up Spotlight in the City anywhere on Instagram, and just let us know. Just shoot us a message and let us know what you're up to.
That sounds good. I'll make sure I tune in. And you said from 7 to 8:30 on Sundays.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll be.
Yeah, we actually have 3 shows that we do. We are on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So we do another show. Right. We do a show. Body Style and Grace comes on Monday at 10 o'clock Eastern, and they're on from 10 to 11. And then Rank Blast is on Tuesdays from 9 to 11 Eastern. So we got 3 shows on via Blog Talk Radio. All the same number to call into, 773-897-6489. So if you want to check out all the shows, just go to blogtalkradio.com/Rant and Blast. And you can listen to all the shows that are archived or listen to them as they're on live.
All right, sounds good.
But each show is individual, so you can pull them up individually, like Kim said.
Okay. All right, well, I'll make sure I tune in. I like speaking to y'all.
We appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for tuning in.
No problem.
Tyler, we're killing our time. Go ahead and give us our sports for today.
All right, let me give you all the sports rundown. Breaking news, Charlie Strong, head coach of the University of Texas, will be fired after their next game against TCU. Yeah, they lost to Kansas yesterday. Lost to a 1-9. I'm sorry. Yeah, Kansas was 1-9. They lost. So he will be fired. And we also have... say it again?
What I'm saying, for one loss? I mean, what is their record like?
You don't lose to a 1-9 team and you're trying to rebuild. You just don't do it. So, Charlie Strong, you've been lit up. Bye. Gone. Next job. Peace out. All right. On to the next story. Let's light my man up. Let's light my man up from South Carolina State, the father of Joe Thomas Jr., who plays for the Green Bay Packers, 55-year-old Joe Thomas Sr., who's a running back at South Carolina State, played in the game yesterday. He had a 3-yard gain. He played in the game, 55 years old. The dad. The dad.
had a 3-yard gain yesterday. So Joe Thomas Sr., you've been lit up.
He did. He said, and in his interview, he said that it's just been a dream of his. So that's right there was my inspiration for the week. I really love seeing the video. I love seeing him play. That gave me inspiration that it's never too late to do nothing. You can do whatever you put your hand up.
Absolutely.
Amen.
He's the oldest walk-on running back. He's the oldest walk-on running back in South Carolina State history. But he did have a total of 4 carries for minus 1 yard, though. But he played. He got in the game and got the ball. He wasn't just on the field. So that's
and
a good thing.
We can find this story
on ESPN. This story is on ESPN. You can also find it on our Facebook, on our All Sports Talk Radio page. I've posted it there. I got one more story before I get to the scores. Ezekiel Elliott, let's light him up. Rookie running back for the Dallas Cowboys has broken the rookie record for rushing yards in a season. And guess who he beat? Another former Dallas Cowboy, Tony Dorsett. Ezekiel Elliott now has over 1,100 yards rushing for the season. All right.
For the season?
Yes,
wow.
Over 1,100 yards as a rookie. He had a 2-yard carry. Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott. I might not like the Cowboys, but I'm gonna tell you right now, Zeke is the man. Zeke hashtag Zeke21. You can also find this article on the All Sports Talk Radio page. And now let's get to these scores for today. We have score number 1. My Steelers. Whew, winning streak is finally over. I know. We only beat the Browns, but it was a division game, so it counts. We went 24-9.
Hey,
the Cowboys, they did struggle a little bit, but they did win. They're now 9-1. They won 8 in a row. They beat the Ravens 27-17. The Lions, they did struggle with the Jaguars, but they won 26-19. The Colts beat the Titans 24-17. The Bills beat the Bengals, but A.J. Green was taken off the field. They don't know how long he'll be out. They said he may miss the rest of the season. So wide receiver A.J. Green is going to be out. The Buccaneers, with the upset, they beat the Chiefs. They're not sure what the injury actually is. They said A.J. Green went down with a hamstring pull, but they're not sure if it's an ACL, something with a leg injury. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers upset the Chiefs 19-17. The New York Giants, woo, shocker, they're 7-3. They beat the Bears 22-16. Minnesota Vikings in their losing streak, they win 30-24. And the Rams truly do suck. They were up 10-0. And they lost 14-10 as they let the Dolphins score 14 points in the fourth quarter. And the Patriots, they do what the Patriots do. They went into San Francisco, beat the 49ers 30-17. The Seahawks beat the Eagles 26-15. So now the Seahawks are 7-2-1. And in the night game tonight, the Packers play the Redskins. Thursday night game, the Panthers, they won 23-20. I don't know why. And tomorrow night's game, which is in Mexico City, the Raiders will be the home team against the Houston Texans. And in the NBA, we had an early NBA game. The Portland Trailblazers beat the Brooklyn Nets 129-109. The Knicks beat the Hawks 104-94. The Pacers are playing Oklahoma City in the third quarter. The Pacers are up 58-54. And my Lakers will play the Bulls. No Dwayne Wade tonight. That game will start in about an hour. So that's your sports rundown and light it up. And I got one other piece before we get off the air and light it up I want to talk about. For those that missed the video that I did, please go to my page, Colin Shaw. But I want to light up everybody mad at the teacher in Baltimore for going off on the kids. for those of you that missed the video, I actually fight it with the teacher in this. The teacher had every right to go off. We don't know what took place before the video happened. She may not have had the right to use the N-word. However, she had every right to go off on the kids and say what she said. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Well,
because she is not gay. I don't know where it starts. You can say it started at home. I don't know where it started at. But these kids today, they don't care.
They really don't.
Everybody. So at this point in today's age, if I had a teacher snapped on some kids, I'm with her. Because these kids is harsh. And they
You're
don't stop.
Right.
And it's a lot of them. And as for a lot of these public schools, you have to think about it. You're in a classroom with 30 kids. It's one little old lady in there, one lady or one man to the classroom, and you have a bunch of kids trying to yell at you, give you attitude. Eventually, you're going to pop.
That's right.
Because some of them get up in that age where they smelling themselves and can't nobody tell them nothing. Hey, you better don't forget, this is the classroom. This is my house, okay? Like, that's
right.
Back in the day, when
again, I have no issue with her snapping. Snap on, sister, snap on.
Right.
But don't
now,
stand
like
up there
I
in
said,
front of the that, no.
Like
that,
I said,
whatever,
the N-word may have been harsh.
With everything that's, but see, the thing about it is, see, here's my issue. With everything that's going on, they don't need, I understand they need discipline. Trust me, I've worked in the classroom with these kids, and it's very frustrating, and it does start at home. Because a lot of times, see, the way it used to be, when we got in trouble in school, now let me tell you, because I was one of those kids, my daddy knew the principal and the head coach personally. Because they was all watching him. But let me explain. But the thing about it was, is when my dad came to talk to the principal about something that I've done, he never walked in there and cussed out the principal. He first, and he talked to the principal and asked, what did I do? See, the way parents are today, the first thing they do is they walk in there, who gave you permission to say this to my kid? I'm talking about like the kid is, you act like that child. My thing is, you sit at home and cuss them out at home. What makes you think
right.
I don't know how to act in person? My thing is, come in, go to these people, because a child can't even talk. The kids, I'm telling you, these kids. And then some of
these kids are very disrespectful. So when you have disrespectful kids, you're going to have disrespectful parents because babies are raising babies. The family structure is gone. That's what it is.
Exactly. And with that being said, like I just said, like, these kids and these parents, like, come on, think about it. You have a kid whose parents is 10 years older than him or 15 years older than him. They're not, you probably had them when you was 20, before that. Now you just letting them do whatever because they're trying to be their friend instead of being their parent.
Absolutely.
And
I got a nephew.
Hold on.
He ain't gonna do none of that.
If anybody listening, I'm telling
you that
now,
right.
I'm not putting it all on the parents. I'm not putting it all on the parents. It's some hellified kids out here that are true to life demons.
And that's when you
out
get
here.
A belt. I will have a belt for every single one of them. Send your kid to my house.
If some of them would take that belt and whoop your behind with it. I'm just saying that
hey,
parents,
had to
you
be
can't
outside
always blame the
so
parents.
Square up.
You know,
you gotta remember if you grew up around your grandparents, your great grandparents, your great aunts, your great great aunts, that is the type of parenting that you need to implement with your children. Because that's the only thing that's gonna work to get them to be respectful versus being disrespectful. That's what it is. If you don't implement that, if you don't implement some type of fear into your children, they're going to always be disrespectful, always.
Because I'm sure not scared of my dad. Playing no games with him.
No, I was mine now. Me now, when I got older, I got a little bolder. But when I was a kid, no. Daddy Flu was not having it. He gave his word, and that was it.
But the people who knew stuff, I wasn't working on nobody.
Sure, Brandon. Sure.
Yes, son. I hear you, son.
Why both of y'all do me like that?
Sounds good, Brandon. Sounds good.
I'm for real.
You get an E for effort.
Me personally, I acted accordingly, okay? I felt like anytime a teacher disrespected me, that at that point in time gave me right to disrespect you back. Even though I could be wrong, you know, I was very wrong as a kid. But, I didn't act out, okay? My teachers loved me. They just hated me when they ended up pissing me off. Because if you piss me off, I'm just not going to do it.
Well, you got that honestly. But I just want to say thank you all. Thank you both so much for joining us tonight on Spotlight in the City, the Covington edition. I must say, this was a pretty darn good show. Too bad we can't do it for 2 hours. But I really do appreciate you guys. I appreciate everybody that called in. Make sure you look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Make sure you tune in on tomorrow night for Body, Style, and Grace. Call-in number is 773-897-6489. Be looking out for us all through the week. We do something different. On Monday is Model Monday. If you're a fashion designer, boutique, model, photographer, hit us up. Always hashtag follow the spotlight. We'll be happy to highlight you. On Tuesday is Tune In Tuesday. If you have any music you would like for us to play, any videos you would like for us to play, I have a new song that I'm going to put on my page, on Spotlight in the City page, and I want y'all to give me y'all opinion about that song. It's interesting. I'm laughing at it. Beyonce dad, Matthew Knowles, has come out with a new group, a new girl group.
Oh, God.
And I'm just going to drop that video out for y'all, and I want y'all to take a look at it. Make sure you look for it on Spotlight in the City on my Facebook page. Again, thank you so much, son, for joining in. You might have to come back again to join us. Thank you. What was your name again?
Tasia.
What was your name again?
Tasia.
Thank you so much. You are so sweet. And I hope it get better for you in Covington. Well, that's it for tonight, everyone. Calling as usual. We out.
We are all right. Out. Thanks for having me. Talk to you later. We out.
Love you, son. Good night, everybody.
Love you.
Good night, peeps. Yeah.